RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Happy Halloween. What is up? We did it. Happy Halloween. We made it to Friday. We've been trying to celebrate Halloween.
Yeah.
Every stinking day here.
Every day.
But today's actual Halloween.
It's actual Halloween and no one's dressed up.
We are the two people in this entire building dressed up. I just would tell people what they're going to hear today. You're going to hear me talking about the Commanders and the Seahawks momentarily. In about 10 minutes, you'll hear me talking about JMU football and their playoff chances. That's the sports portion of the show. You heard Megan check in already across the board here, running the ones and the twos today. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Dressed as
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yep.
Great costume.
This is such a fun outfit. I love it.
Favorite Olivia Rodrigo song?
Ooh, okay. Get Him Back is a really good one.
Great song.
I really love that one. Jealousy is really good, too.
I'm picking two from the first album.
Yeah, which ones?
Because Driver's License is a bona fide
classic.
Great song.
Great song.
I'm going to take Good For You as a member of the punk rock kid generation.
Yeah, I
mean, that's
that
a throwback to Paramore, yep, to all those.
It is.
And a lot of, you know, I'm in my 40s. A lot of people my age are like, they're stealing our music.
Mm.
I could tell you, I don't feel that way. Like,
no.
They're stealing our music.
No.
That feels validating to me. Like, what, yeah, of all the music they could steal,
mm-hmm,
or create new music,
yeah,
they're like, that slaps. What if we made that? I like
make my own version.
Heck yeah.
See, okay, so
you are welcome to do that.
The Olivia debate with the Paramore thing, I can see the inspiration, but I don't think it's inspired enough to give them credit.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Parney just texted me.
Okay.
Who is Olivia Rodrigo?
Stop it. Stop it.
Ask your kid.
Ask your kid. That's all I got.
Yeah, ask your kid. She's there's Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm,
and then she's not at the Taylor Swift level. So few, mm-hmm, people are.
Yeah.
I think she's firmly in that next tier, though.
Yes.
There's not another tier between her and Taylor Swift.
For sure.
Big pop star.
Big, big, big pop star.
And I think he'd recognize the songs if he heard them.
I think so. I mean, they're all over the radio. They're really popular.
I think so.
See, I also like that one. I'm blanking on the name right now, but it's like Ballad of a Homeschool Girl or something. I was homeschooled, I'm like, I feel that. I feel that, Olivia. She's speaking to me.
She's speaking to you. She's in an American Express commercial right now.
Really? I haven't seen that one.
That they run during the football games.
Nice.
Singing Get Him Back.
Nice, let's go.
Which was also in an iPhone commercial.
Really?
I think.
That's cool.
I think that song has made her $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
I feel very confident. It's made somebody $1 billion. You know how these contracts are. I don't know if she's made $1 billion.
Yeah.
Somebody has made $1 billion off of that song.
The funny thing with her music, too, I love her music, but I have tried to cover some of her songs with gigs, and they are either too hard to sing because they are very high, or they are not very performable unless you're like on like a stage in front of a billion people.
They're not acoustic songs.
No, they're not for the farmer's market. It's really weird. I met a guy at the, you know, like that's not for the farmer's market.
It's not a farmer's market song.
So it's really awkward and but I don't know what to say.
It's you're crazy. It's not a direct steal mm-hmm. of Paramore, yeah. but it's very much in that vein of yes. like we're bringing back pop punk and yeah. I feel phenomenal about that.
Which is awesome.
That's a music I enjoy.
Yeah, I know. I love that, that.
You know, she's not, no doubt, she's not Gwen Stefani, but she's, mm-hmm. they're relatives.
Yeah,
like in
definitely.
The, in the musical space.
She's got the attitude.
Absolutely.
She's got the aura.
All right. Barney says, Sammy just texted me, pop star, duh. Yeah. I got to say, I bet Olivia Rodrigo awareness is pretty high.
Yeah.
Broadly, globally. Like,
it's got to be.
And now, I embarrassed. Laura was in here a minute ago, and I embarrassed myself because what was the band? Chicago.
Yeah.
That it was a full blank for me.
Yeah. See, like, I know a song or two.
She's like, "Have you never heard of Chicago?"
Yeah.
Like, I got no file, nothing there. Like the Eagles.
Yeah.
Kansas. Like we're doing place names bands from that era. Kansas, Boston. I mean, I got two place name bands, which is a phenomenal. Like the That's file's good. Not empty.
It's not empty.
It just doesn't have a C for Chicago. They're in the cabinet.
I know them in the most random way. I think they're on like a Good Mythical Morning playlist or something like that. And it was like, what, Saturday in the Park? And so that's how I got introduced to them.
Excellent.
So in the most random roundabout way, but I got there.
We had the lead singer on the show, so I learned.
Seriously?
Quickly. Yeah.
That's so cool.
A few weeks ago. And he did a thing in Hopewell at the Beacon Theater. And we were pumping that up and gave away tickets to that. And it was it was great chatting. He had sang the national anthem at a Chiefs game.
Very cool.
So we had overlap there in the Venn diagram of, I've been to a Chiefs game. I've never sang the national anthem.
That would be fun.
Have you ever sang the national anthem at a sporting event?
No.
That feels like a checklist item for a young singer such as yourself.
It is. The Flying Squirrels. So I know like at one point Blaine kind of wanted me to do it and like try out, but like I kind of chickened out.
You did the tent before the game where they have
a
musician.
I did that.
And you were
great. I was more comfortable with that.
That was a fun day.
I want to do that again. The National Anthem, I would love to do it at some point, but right now I'm not brave enough. It's a hard song.
So
I tried singing it. Very hard song. I humbled myself because I was like, it's not that hard. And then I tried to sing it by myself. I was like, oh.
People sleep on how difficult of a song
it
is. And now we with the World Series, I hate that they do the National Anthem and then O Canada back to back, because like look, I'm USA number one all the way, red, white, and blue, but that's a better national anthem. It just is. You know, we're out in, you know, we're at the French Olympics, we're hearing the French anthem. I'm like, all right, this is about like cutting people's heads off and their blood running through the streets. Like it's got some edge to it.
But see, personally, I think the national anthem should be Party in the USA. No, I'm kidding.
I actually have a firm non-bit belief on this.
Okay.
I think it should be America the Beautiful, which is a fantastic song.
That is a good song.
And singable.
I agree.
All right.
There, I'm done with that.
There you go. We haven't even said what I'm dressed as. I am Francine the Cat's handler. So I'm dressed as a Lowe's employee. And tonight, when we go trick-or-treating, my wife will be Francine the cat.
That's adorable.
But I have my daughter's stuffed cat here. We put an air tag on her. We're not letting her get away twice.
No
way.
And I just want to say, like I said off air, that is like the embodiment of Richmond right there. You are Richmond.
It feels like the most Richmond Halloween costume available.
Yeah. I've never seen a more Richmond Halloween costume.
My middle schooler said multiple people this year are going as 6 and 7.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
do you like the whole 6-7 thing? Are you behind it?
I know I got to do the thing when
you
say it.
I got to
do
the y'all thing
when you say it.
Sure,
whatever.
My belief, I mean, I'm still in my 20s here, but I do believe I'm too old for 6-7.
You are. That's correct.
But I have a bunch of students that say it, so I started saying it as a joke, kind of teasing them, and now it's kind of become unironic that I say it.
Yeah.
And Vincent, my husband, is just like, oh my gosh. He's like, please stop.
I don't get it, but I know I'm not supposed to get it.
Yeah.
There's
nothing good. It's meaningless. It's just 6-7. That's literally all it is.
Everything is meaningless.
Yeah.
Football about to be meaningless if the Commanders don't win this weekend. How's that for the smooth transition?
That was a good transition.
One other transition I wanted to make that had on my mind and didn't make it a second ago, because we were talking about when we were giving away tickets to Chicago. We are giving away tickets on this show on Monday to VCU basketball. Not to Monday's game. You'll get tickets to a future game. But Monday is the VCU basketball season opener. And to celebrate, Robbie's going to come on, I think. Robbie didn't return my text yesterday, but he's a busy guy. He'll be on the show. I'm not worried.
We got
3 days to work this out, 3 days to line this up. So we'll talk VCU basketball. I think we still got more interviews with the players, with Coach Martelli, and we'll be giving away tickets to you. And this is one of two things. Either the Commanders lose on Sunday night, which they very well may, they're underdogs. They're 3-point underdogs. And Monday, we'll just flip the page. And this is 910 The Fan. We're the home of VCU basketball. And that'll place hold until the Squirrels get here. And we'll be good. Or the Commanders will win. We'll be the home of the Commanders and VCU in this baseball offseason. And that'll be good, too. People will be celebrating. We'll give away VCU basketball tickets. So we got VCU basketball tickets to give away on Monday. Make sure you tune in to the show then. Sunday night here on The Fan, of course, Commanders and the Seahawks. Very much looking forward to that one. I just want to push back against this narrative. It's Sam Darnold. You can handle Sam Darnold. Statistically speaking, Sam Darnold is the third best quarterback in the National Football League right now. I don't believe that's true. Like, there's numbers and there's numbers. That's a number. I don't think he's the third best quarterback in football. I do think he's playing very well. And I think Mike McDonald's a fantastic coach there in Seattle. And I think they're going to be ready. And I think that this defense will have its hands full. Not because it's Sam Darnold, but because this defense has had its hands full every single week of the season against these opponents. So I don't take this for granted. I don't want to hear on Monday, like, we got beat by Sam Darnold. Good teams coming in, a team that wants to make the playoffs, and these are the kinds of games you win if you want to be a playoff team. And if these guys want to be a playoff team, they got to figure it out. Now, I know the Junkies called it a must-win game, and you know that I am not calling it a must-win game, because I think even if you lose this one, you can win the next two, Lions and Dolphins. Not that that would be easy, but you could. You'd be back at 5-6. You'd be back in the chase. But it's getting late early out there. Getting late early for the Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels back. Terry McLaurin out. Full injury report will come out during AWOD's program. He is noon to 3 today. He'll be live at River City Roll. But when we come back, I want to talk about the JMU Dukes. Are they going to make the playoffs? It's still trending no, but the window's cracked open. We'll tell you what has to happen when we return. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Spooky Halloween-themed show. If you're looking for a late costume, you could be Scott Woodward. He's the LSU athletic director who is paying Brian Kelly $53 million not to coach a college football team. That's good work if you can get it. He's out. Got fired today after the governor said yesterday there's no way he'd be letting him pick the next coach. If you're not following the LSU football mess, it's fantastic. I recommend dialing into that, because that Louisiana drama is a peak form of drama. Like, Florida man's got nothing on Louisiana drama. They do politics and football down there. They're doing them both right now at a very high level. Denny Hamlin, I've not said his name all week long, and that is a disservice. Now, part of that is I can only take up so many crusades at once. I am just one man trying to steal my kids' candy tonight and also taking up, you know, these causes. I am fighting the good fight for baseball right now. I love baseball. You should love baseball. It's the American pastime. Phenomenal sport. It's been a great World Series. Game 6 tonight in Toronto. But another underappreciated sport is NASCAR. Did you know, Megan, because you produce NASCAR, that the NASCAR championship race is on Sunday?
I did not. They don't have me on it this year.
It's Sunday. Denny Hamlin, the pride of Chesterfield, Virginia.
Yeah.
Is, I think at this point, widely regarded as the greatest race car driver ever who has not won a championship.
He hasn't won?
Right.
That's a famous name.
Super famous.
Yeah.
So close so many times. And not only that, he's old now. He's 44.
I was going to say, how old is he?
He's 44.
Okay.
And he's still driving the car.
He's been driving. How long has he been driving? Like the past 20 years, right?
Right. Think about how many left turns that is. It's so many left turns and the occasional right on the road courses as well. He is in the top four and can win the NASCAR championship on Sunday. Mm. So poke over there. Give old Denny your eyeballs for a minute. He's making a run at it. Now, Denny is not universally beloved in the Richmond area.
Okay.
We have to say that. He engenders mixed feelings among the Richmond racing community.
Now, why?
Well, there's a lot of beef going all the way back to Southside Speedway.
Okay.
And not everybody thinks Denny is, you know, a likable character in this NASCAR saga. He's viewed as the heel by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But he's ours.
Yeah.
And if he wins, we're celebrating him, no matter how we feel about him.
Fair.
Because he's ours.
I agree.
We took credit for Russell Wilson winning the Super Bowl. We can take credit for Denny Hamlin winning NASCAR.
Yeah.
If he does, four drivers left. Sunday's the final race. You'll hear that, of course, on 1140 WRVA. But I want to talk about James Madison football because the Dukes are rolling right now. And they are first in the Sun Belt. As you know, one college football team that is not in the Power Four conferences is very generously gifted a spot in the 12-team playoff. The overlords of college football deem it fit that one underdog be allowed to participate in this 12-team event. Here's the problem. There are three really good teams right now in the American Conference. Navy, Memphis, and Tulane. South Florida, maybe not. They lost last week. They may be out of this thing. But that's where the best group of five football is being played right now. That's going to hurt JMU. This is, because this is not my wheelhouse, this is the group of five crew here. They do the podcast all about this. This is Jeff Murphy and friends breaking down what JMU needs to do to make the college football playoff.
A one-loss or undefeated American.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Champ is going to go. I get it. A two-loss American champ versus a one-loss Sun Belt champ is going to be a really fun debate. And maybe you get both, but yeah, that's probably unlikely.
I don't know. You look at Louisville's record, how they've been this year.
Yeah.
I'm just not so – if James Madison runs the table, the only way to me that they get left out is because – the people on that committee don't watch and they don't know ball, which is very could very well be likely, because if you get a one-loss American and a one-loss James Madison, if they continue to just pound, and I think that's why they kept the gas on the last 2 weeks. They understand the task at hand. They understand the uphill battle they have with the committee from a perception standpoint. And I'm all for it. Like, you got to keep the gas on. Do not stop. Yeah. Keep pressure from a defensive standpoint. Keep going deep. Keep freaking breaking long runs. Because I, at this point of the season, when you look at position group by position group, consistency, offensively, defensively, special teams, James, to me, James Madison is at the top.
Okay, I like that. That sounds good. This is, and we're kind of a weekend early in this. JMU doesn't play this weekend. Next weekend is a big weekend in the American. You've got Navy against Notre Dame. Obviously, they're not going to win that game, but that is their opportunity to show what they got, put themselves on the map. And then you've got Tulane against Memphis, which is your other very big matchup, right, in the American Conference. So this will all sort itself out on that side. JMU still got to handle their business, right? And Tulane's probably out of it after last night, right? But, you know, they could still be in the title game. And if you're in the title game, you can win the American, and then they're going to make the argument, right, that we were the best team. You know, forget that one game. The American needs a clean Navy run, right? A loss to Notre Dame, then run the table on everybody else, take care of business. They don't play Tulane and Wooden. The Navy thing gets complicated, too, because they would play in the conference title game, and then the next week they play the Army-Navy game, which, as you know, is their Super Bowl. And so you could absolutely have a scenario here where Navy wins the American Conference championship game, is selected into the college football playoff, has to play on 5 days rest right after the Army-Navy game, and has to make the decision essentially like, we're going all out to beat Army because that's what we do, that's our identity, we're Navy, and also we got this playoff game in 5 days against, you know, a really good team in Ohio State or in Oregon or whoever it is that they're going to be playing against, in Indiana, whoever it is. That could create a weird playoff situation for them as well. Now, I do appreciate that they've left Army-Navy weekend alone in all this shuffling. So you've got those teams, and it was 48-26 Tulane loss last night. So it was not pretty. JMU's getting what they need. The other part of that to address here is JMU lost to Louisville. And Louisville's a really good team. We'll see them in Blacksburg tomorrow. You'll hear that here on the Fan at 3 o'clock. If JMU had beaten Louisville, we wouldn't be talking about Louisville as a good team because they would have lost to James Madison, so it's a little bit of a self-fulfilling thing. But also, that game, they were still rocking with two quarterbacks. They hadn't decided on Alonzo Barnett yet, which is questionable, you know, that they did that. Now, they gave Sluka the money. They wanted to give him some time. Once they rallied around Barnett, that's where you've seen, and then, you know, since the second half of that ODU game, they've been rolling. I see a path for JMU into the college football playoff. I think Navy is the team to beat right now. They've got the opportunities. I think Navy can lose to Notre Dame, run the table otherwise, which would probably involve beating Memphis on the road, and then beating whoever it is, you know, probably Tulane, but we'll see, you know, what Tulane does the rest of the way, if they melt down or not, in the American title game. I think they're the team most likely to stand in JMU's way. Now, tease this out all the way. You could have a scenario here where JMU makes the college football playoff, which would be awesome. Indiana's going to be in the Big Ten title game. I think we all see that. Remember, though, you have to win the title game to get the bye, no matter how good you are. Or did they change that this year? They may have changed that this year. Either way, say Indiana loses in the Big Ten title game, they become the 5 seed. We've got ourselves a Cignetti Bowl in mid-December. Odds of that happening? Long. Excitement I get thinking about it? So high. That would be a phenomenal day right there. JMU against Indiana, Cignetti Bowl this year in the playoffs. And what a boost that'd be for JMU and their whole athletic program as well. College football this weekend. You'll hear the Hokies right here. Of course, UVA. They're at Cal. They'll be on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. It's a handle your business game. It's hard to fly across the country and play football. It's definitely hard to do it while you're in college. It's definitely hard to do it with Chandler Morris beat up. is a handle your business game. If you're going to be in the mix late in the year, we'll see if UVA can do that. We'll come back. We'll check in with the Commanders. We have to. We're the home of the Commanders. We'll mix in some VCU. We'll get you ready for a big football weekend. When we come back, I want to give you some Halloween candy power rankings as well, which is an annual tradition around here. I mixed up the list a little after last year. We'll get to that in a second. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, Friday Fun Show. We'll relive some of our favorite memories from the week. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll make some football picks before we send you off to AWOD Radio. At noon to 3 today at River City Roll, a great place to watch the games this weekend. I think we can steal one more weekend out on the patio. You're running out of patio time, though. You're officially on notice here. Farmer's Market's closed. Megan's nodding. Yep, we're done with Farmer's Market, right? We're out of...
Yes, I believe last weekend was the last weekend.
We're running out of patio weekends. So get, and then the sun's back out, which
is nice.
It felt forever to me because I was in Kansas City. It rained the whole time I was there. Kate flew back here, and then those were the rainy days here.
Yeah.
So it felt like I live in Seattle for a little while.
Exactly,
here.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for Seahawks Commanders Sunday night.
Yeah.
Best costume you've ever had.
Ooh.
Do you have a...
Dude, that's a really hard one.
From the Deep Cut Archives?
No. I mean, there's so many costumes I've done throughout the year, but oh my gosh, that's a big question.
We used to do family costumes, but we've aged out of that.
Yeah.
That was always fun, though.
My cousin does that.
Yeah.
She still does it. She has like 5 kids, and she makes the costumes.
Yeah. Last week, Alex Smith was the Redskins quarterback for a long time. His family had super elaborate ones.
Very cool.
And you remember, he's the one who injured his leg and almost had to have it amputated during the game.
Gosh.
And he went that year as a shark attack victim with the
oh
blood on the leg.
That's good.
And his wife was the shark.
That's actually good.
And if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? So I respected that.
I don't have my best costume ever because I feel like my favorite changes like every single year because, you know, like this year I really like my Olivia one. Last year I was Sabrina Carpenter, and I really like that one. And so it changes every year. But I have my worst one.
Oh.
My worst one was I was about like 14 or 15 and I went as Katy Perry, and it was when she was during her whole teenage dream era.
Sure.
That. And so I was trying to do the whole candy dress up, and I like it was a homemade costume.
Okay.
So I literally got a white t-shirt and I glued like fake pieces of candy on it. And then for the skirt, I had just like random cut up fabric that I like glued together or something. Like, I'll have to get the picture.
Okay.
It was really bad.
You say it didn't come together?
No.
The concept's fine.
No, and someone thought I was like a random cartoon character. It wasn't even Katy Perry. Like, I'll have to see if I can find the picture. It was ridiculous.
It took some people a long time to get the Francine the Cat reference at the Odyssey party with
really?
Me. I was disappointed in them.
That's surprising.
I was a little disappointed. And once they got it, they're like, oh, yeah, of course.
But, that's a big story.
Yeah, I felt like it was a big story.
Yeah.
We got that cat back to the hardware store where it belonged.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm not going to consult you on the candy talk here because yesterday you said that you like it when you get pretzels when you trick or treat.
Yes.
Which was a disqualifying comment.
Stop. Stop. They're good. They're better than the regular.
Yeah. that's so fun. I hope you get a lot of pretzels tonight as you trick or treat. I'm here. I realized last year, I used to be a Snickers guy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a Milky Way guy now, though.
Okay.
No nuts for me anymore.
I'm neither one.
Okay. Well, I still like the nuts. You Three Musketeers? Will you go like all the way down to Three Musketeers?
No.
No. You just don't do candy.
If I do, it's like Hershey. You know, it's like the dark chocolate, or it's like that. You looked so disappointed over there.
I hope you have a pretzel filled evening. I hope you have a lovely time eating pretzels tonight.
Thoughts on candy corn?
I'm happy. No, candy corn's bad. No, nobody. You're not going to defend candy corn.
I like candy corn.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Especially the chocolate one, the chocolate-flavored one.
This show is going off the rails.
It's not the best candy, but it's good. I mean, I don't hate it.
You should.
I'm not going to go out of my way for it, but if someone gives me some, like...
What I appreciate is that the world's entire supply of candy corn was made in 1963, and we've just been giving it to each other since, because nobody's ever actually eaten the candy corn. Yeah, it just stays in circulation over and over. Marshmallow Peeps?
Yes. I'm okay with those.
Okay. That's another, that's a divisive holiday candy as well.
I'm okay with those. I like them.
Okay.
Again,
you just don't want chocolate.
I like chocolate.
All right, this may not be the holiday for you.
I like the spooky part of Halloween more than the candy part.
All right, that's all right.
I was the kid. I would get a chocolate bar, and I always preferred fruits and vegetables over chocolate. And so I would eat one square at a time, and I could make the chocolate bar last like a month. That was me.
Sure. I mean, sounds like a good way to live.
Yeah.
Probably doing better diet wise than I am. So. Good. May all your pretzel dreams come true tonight. It's Halloween Friday on The Fan. No high school football tonight.
No, we had that last night.
Because we had it last night. Mm-hmm. Congrats to Verina beating Highland Springs. East End matchup always delivers. Great night for Verina last night going into Highland Springs, beating them. And now we turn our attention to the playoffs. They'll be here before you know it. Trinity Benedictine tomorrow leading the high school slate on Saturday afternoon. So Verina Highland Springs, part of the fun of that is like, this is our chance to see who's better this year, and then you root for them both to go win state titles. Trinity and Benedictine, which is a great game, and they'll play again in the playoffs almost certainly. So we'll get a chance to settle that score twice. We've got also St. Chris Collegiate, which is it's a throughout the record books game as well. Although St. Chris looks very formidable this year. Comment on the college football situation, and somebody sent me this. It's a comment. Danny Cannell, y'all remember Danny Cannell, who is in our CBS Sports Odyssey family, so I can only say so much here. But here's what he tweeted. It looks like this was last week. Maybe this is an unpopular opinion. The group of five should not automatically get a team in the 12-team playoff. If they're ranked high enough, sure, but not every year. That's what's wrong with college sports. The SEC has so much. They have so much money. They have so much prestige. They have so much clout. They got JMU out here playing on Tuesday nights, Virginia Tech's playing on Friday nights, because everybody knows on Saturday, America's going to watch SEC football. And that's the way it is. They're the best teams in the best league, the most drama. We're all going to talk about this LSU thing all week. And out of that platform, it's not, hey, let's throw the little guys a bone. And give them just enough to feel wanted at the table. It's how do we continue to dunk on those guys and keep as much of this pie to ourselves as possible? There's 12 teams. You can give up one spot. That is not even 10%. I'm not doing math. I was told there would be no math. I don't know what the percentage is. It's less than 10%, though, of the college football playoff spots. Go to the unfortunate, alms for the poor, in this holiday season. You can give up one spot. You can do it. And that's, you know, Miami. Miami's lost a game. They lost to Louisville Friday night. Weird one, ACC, it happens. They're going to make the playoffs, and they need to make the playoffs because they got screwed by the conference title game system last year. JMU could go the same 12-1, same loss to Louisville, and we could see them in the Popeyes Bowl, right? In the Myrtle Beach Bowl and wherever they own in Detroit or wherever they end up. And I'm not saying blow up the system or I'm just saying throw the bone every once in a while. Just the littlest, tiniest thing. It's really not a big deal. As we roll into VCU basketball all right. Megan just showed me the costume.
I found it.
I don't think it's as bad as you think it is. The blue hair is wild.
It's very wild.
Is, for sure.
Look at the rags on the skirt.
Yeah. I mean, that's a homemade costume.
It is.
We all had our homemade costume day. So you were envisioning something.
Yes.
It wasn't that.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work out. But that's it wasn't bad.
Thank you.
It just wasn't. Wasn't that
great?
Exactly.
There we go. I'm done. I just had to show you that.
Exactly. VCU basketball starts Monday night right here on The Fan. So we'll get you ready for that Monday, in addition to taking you inside the locker room as we do on Mondays after Commanders games. That'll be a jam-packed program because we're going to talk about baseball as well, and maybe we're going to talk about Denny Hamlin winning a NASCAR title on Sunday. He's got a 25% chance, according to my math, four drivers left. He is one of them. He's been here before. You got to think he's running out of opportunities to knock on that window. We'll see what happens Sunday afternoon. Bills Chiefs says, well, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays, the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Sports Talk on the Fan brought to you by Paramount Plus. They've got that juicy Bills Chiefs game on Sunday, which you just circle those. It's remember back in the day, Colts and Patriots, right? Peyton and Brady. That's what we have here. You're in the good old days. Enjoy them. Cherish them. Anytime you watch Mahomes take on Josh Allen, just enjoy it. File that away. We're in the good old days right now. We will look back on this fondly in time. And Denny Hamlin's clock's running out. I think this is a Josh Allen clock running out year. He's got a loaded roster. He's got everything he needs in Buffalo. The Chiefs are the Chiefs, and you're going to have to get through them at some point. But, man, it feels like the longer this goes on, the more it just becomes a thing and a trend. So we'll see what happens when we get to playoff time out there. Of course, Virginia Tech football tomorrow on The Fan as we fly towards Commanders game day. It's a football Friday on The Fan, Halloween football Friday. Commanders Seahawks. Johnny Newton, probably the one to watch on the injury report today. He's got an ankle injury. And Dorrance Armstrong leaves that defensive line, and it's a banged-up defensive line right now. One possibility here, because you're not going to replace Johnny Newton's size. One possibility, though, is a little bit more Von Miller. And we've been calling for that all season, and we've been waiting for that all season. Is this the week? You know, especially if Johnny Newton can't play, and A1 will give you the injury report when that comes out during his show, noon to 3. He's at River City Roll. If Johnny Newton can't play, this feels like maybe the week where you crank up Von Miller a little bit off the outside. Send him at Sam Darnold in a home game, a big game for the Commanders, who are now backs against the wall after a tough loss in Chicago, tough loss in Atlanta. You can only take so many tough losses in a year. They're not favored this weekend, but it's certainly a good one for you. When we come back, I want to ask, what's the crowd going to be like on Sunday at Northwest Stadium? We'll answer that question on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. What a day. It's Halloween. It's Football Friday. We're going out. We're getting candy tonight. I'm not getting candy. My kids are getting candy, which means I'm getting candy tonight. So I'm very excited about that. I wrote this morning in the Richmond.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Reese's is the best. My kids get a Reese's. They know where it's going. But 100 grand. This is a Hershey's product, maybe a Nestle product, one of the two. It's a brand name product. It only comes out on Halloween, though. I've never seen a 100 grand bar in the wild outside of Halloween. But I like them. It's got the big chunk of caramel in the middle. They wrap it up with the chocolate and the rice. It's like a Nestle Crunch that's chewy. And I'm a big fan, personally. I think it's an outstanding candy. I think Halloween's an outstanding holiday. I love that it's on a Friday night, everybody. Party safe, drive safe. As you're going home tonight, going through the neighborhoods, there's kids out there. It's for the kids. It's a holiday that's for the kids. Swing by my place. We'll give you a candy bar. Although Gary Hess outdid me yesterday. Gary Hess said they give out the full-size candy bars. Respect to Gary Hess, who's the man. And we don't. We give out name brand. I'm not going to be seen giving out, you know, the Sam's Choice toffees. Couldn't be me. But I'm also not going to be seen giving out full-size candy bars. We've got, in this economy, good on Gary. Gary was not on the call last night, but Hokey Steve was. Verina gets the better of Highland Springs road win in the battle for East End supremacy that we all enjoy watching so much. 21-3, I believe, out there. Verina taking on Highland Springs. I did not watch a minute of the NFL. Ravens did what they had to do. Lamar's back. They cruised against the Dolphins. We'll see the Dolphins in a few weeks in Madrid, which I hate. Hate Thursday nights as the favorite. Hate international games as the favorites. They're going to need one before then, though, to make that relevant. If you can catch one, either against the Seahawks on Sunday or against the Lions next Sunday, you're playing to go to 5-6 in Madrid. And nobody's throwing a parade for 5-6. But 5-6 will put you in striking distance down the stretch with all those NFC East games to go. I do worry about the two against Philly, though, especially if Saquon has indeed found his form. I'm a little skeptical. But you certainly can't deny what we saw last week on the field. He looked fantastic. And you knew he'd regress a little, but man, he really cranked it up. So World Series tonight, Hokie football tomorrow on The Fan, 3 o'clock. They'll host Louisville. Louisville's good. The Hokies are not, but they're feisty, and hopefully they can put up a game and make it worthwhile for the folks making the trek down there. I got to say, as all this chaos swirls, and you heard me say it yesterday, Virginia Tech is not the best job out there. There are better jobs. Penn State's a better job. LSU's a better job. I think you make the case Oklahoma State's a better job than Virginia Tech. You could make the case it's not, but you're really well-resourced there, and I think you've got a situation where you can win pretty quickly. All that said, man, I don't know that there's a better fan base than Virginia Tech. And y'all know I'm not saying that to suck up, because I don't suck up on this radio program. I give you hard truths when you need hard truths. I had to give Adam hard truths yesterday during crosstalk. It happens sometimes on this program. But man, those Tech fans showing up year in, year out to watch them win 7 games. The culture, the tailgating, the inner Sandman, the everything is fantastic in Blacksburg. And I hope they make it worthwhile to everybody who goes down there tomorrow, because y'all deserve that after sticking with this team through so much and giving them that lift and making Lane Stadium just a really fun place to watch football, to watch the games, to just breathe in that air on a Blacksburg Saturday. I always have a ton of fun going down there. That's a love letter to Blacksburg. Time for my love letter to Landover, Maryland. It'll be short. I like that they have parking. I could park the car near the stadium. That's nice. That's all I got on Landover. I'll be so excited when they build that new one at RFK. I'm going to take the train up to games when they play at RFK. It's a tough stadium. As we go to all these new stadiums, right? Even the good old stadiums took a lap around Arrowhead before the game. Best smelling parking lot in football. And then, you know, we walk around in the concourse, there's concessions and there's amenities and there's all these things. And then you hear like they're ready for their next renovation. You're like, man, we are multiple renovations behind in D.C. I'm a little curious how the crowd will be on Sunday night for this one. Seahawks Commanders. I am a little curious
because the crowds have been phenomenal so far this year. And also, they say crowds are usually about a year delayed, right? Jane Daniels has his great year. The crowds were not great last year. Everybody buys tickets in the offseason. So, ooh, Jane Daniels, we got to go see Jane Daniels. So tickets have been sold for this one and sold to Commanders fans. Will they show? It's a little cold. It's Sunday night. We don't love the night game. If you're taking the Metro, it gets difficult for the night games. Monday, everybody goes back to work. Halloween hangover. Are they coming? Are they going to cheer? I don't know. I know that the team has invested a lot in making it a better game day atmosphere and is putting on a good show for everybody there. You need some wins, though, some stacking wins, to really open it up to the fans. Now, I do think next week there will be a lot of Detroit fans there, and I think that's got nothing to do with anything. I'll preemptively call this. When the Steelers come, when the Packers come, I say this. Preemptively call this. There are just a lot of Detroit Lions fans in D.C., and I know you think that is an insane thing for me to say or to hear. I've been doing this forever. I need you to believe me. There are a ton of Detroit Lions fans in D.C., and they are all coming to that football game. And that has historically been the case, good or bad. There have been dog crap Lions teams coming in that have drawn really, really well. There have likewise been really good Lions teams that have come in and they've taken over the place. That's not as often. This one's a really good Lions team. Those fans, they're like Virginia Tech fans. They get after it. And when their team's in town, they're going to go see their team. So next week, it'll be a big Lions crowd. That's okay. It's like when the Packers fans or the Steelers fans take over. It's not a trend story. It's just a day story. The day story next week is the Lions fans are taking over. Now, I don't think the Seahawks fans are like that or there's enough of them. If there are, that's not a good sign. That would be a trend. But I think the tickets have been sold to Commanders fans. The question is, will they show? What kind of atmosphere will we get? Jane Daniels back. Anytime you get a chance to watch Jane Daniels play a football game, I think you should do it. I think the rest of the year is really important to him to stay on the field because, you know, this line maybe isn't what we thought it is. So he's probably going to take some hits. Stay on the field and then maybe make a few plays, give his team a little bit of a spark, give himself the opportunity to be in a position to win the game late, which is something they have not had in recent weeks. Man, if they were 28-21-7 on the Chiefs at halftime, which they very easily could have been, it's a very different second half. And if it's a one-score game late, it's a very different game. Jaden gives you that opportunity. We'll see if he can convert on that. All right. Hour number two, we're going to turn the show over to the Friday Fun Show, relive some of our favorite bits from the week, make NFL picks, all those things we do. AWOD Radio, stand by, River City Roll. He is live starting at noon on this Halloween World Series Game 6 tonight. We may have a world champion by the end of the night. Looking forward to that. Been a fantastic fall classic. Hour number two of this program starts on the other side. You're listening to Richmond's Over the Washington Commanders, 910 The Fan, now the 105.1. It be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. This is where you'll need to be this weekend for all the football action. Virginia Tech plays here, 3 o'clock on Saturday, hosting Louisville. Tall task ahead of the Hokies. They'll give it their best shot. We'll have the pregame. We'll have the postgame. We'll have the middle of the game. We'll have all of it. That's what we do around here. Sunday night football, the Commanders and the Seahawks. You won't hear Terry McLaurin, but Jaden Daniels is back. You'll hear the whole thing right here on The Fan. Then we'll take you inside the locker room on Monday morning. Recap it all, get you ready. That Monday show, a little bit of a hectic show. That is also VCU basketball tip-off day. It is upon us. You'll hear VCU basketball Monday night right here on The Fan. Sprinkle in a little World Series baseball. We got ourselves a weekend. I say, let's make some picks. Can you not get fired up here in that? It's college football time on Saturday. Penn State, Ohio State. Ohio State, 21-point favorites at home over the Nittany Lions. This would be the classic Schadenfreude game. Penn State can't win a big one. Fires its coach, goes into Ohio State,
upsets the Buckeyes. Are you kidding me? That'd be a classic Ryan Day game as well. He still bounces back after it and wins the Natty. It's too good of a storyline. They'd reject that one in Hollywood. It's not realistic. Ride with the Buckeyes. Lay the points. They're not going to mess around. Texas giving 2.5 to Vandy. Man, the SEC. Tip of the cap to the SEC. Used to be, you turned on the TV at 3:30. CBS, they had an SEC game. It was usually pretty good. It was usually a good football game. Now, it's SEC at noon. It's SEC at 3:30. It's SEC at 8. They're all bangers, too. This one's going to be a really fun game. Diego Pavia's an underdog against Arch Manning? No. I've been watching. Give me Vandy. Give me the points. Absolutely. Local action starts at 3 o'clock. Virginia Tech hosting Louisville. Louisville, 10.5-point favorites. That, my friends, is correct. We won't dwell on the Hokies' plight. Louisville's going to win this one. I love the Hokies. They play with heart. They're still playing hard. They're just not talented enough to win this football game. Here's one that confuses me. 3:30 action, the SEC. Georgia, Florida. We all know that game. We all know that history. Georgia's only a 7-point favorite. That smells fishy to me. I think they should be significantly higher favorites over a Florida team that has talent but's been in disarray for a while. As you know, when it smells fishy, we run the other way. I'm taking Florida in this one. I don't believe that for a second, but the words are coming out of my mouth, so it's official. UVA going to the West Coast. Now, they catch a break here. It's a 4 o'clock game against Cal. That's perfect. Not the early game, not the late game. Great time slot there to be playing on the West Coast. They're 4.5-point favorites. The Wahoos will stumble at some point. I don't think they're running it in undefeated. They've just been playing with Chance a little too long. I don't think Chandler Morris is healthy or even close to healthy. That's going to hurt them at some point. I don't think it's Saturday, though. I think they get through Cal, get back, and preserve that undefeated mark. Oklahoma, Tennessee in prime time. Tennessee, a 3-point favorite at home against Oklahoma. I was down on Oklahoma last week. They proved me wrong. They got after it against Ole Miss. Now, didn't win. Prove me wrong, though. Played really well. Tennessee seems to have found its footing. I think this will be a competitive SEC game. Flip a coin. Go whichever way you like here. Give me the Vols at home. ACC marquee matchup Friday night or Saturday night. Wake Forest at Florida State. Florida State, 10-point favorites. They seem to have found their groove. Wake Forest, I believe the last obstacle between UVA and playing that Commonwealth Cup game for being in the ACC title game. I think they're better than people give them credit for. I'm riding with the Deeks in Tallahassee. On to the NFL. They'll be playing all day on Sunday, starting, of course, with the big one between the 49ers and the Giants? Yeah, of course. It's a matchup tinged with history. It's a matchup that could go either way, with injuries having a huge impact on both sides here. Niners are 2.5-point favorites. I'm done betting against Kyle Shanahan. I'm done betting against his ability to persevere through injuries. I like the Niners in this one. The Colts and the Steelers. You tell me before the season the Colts are 3-point favorites against the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers is playing well in Pittsburgh, I would not have believed you. Teams I'm done doubting. Kyle Shanahan with injuries. The Indianapolis Colts. Tyler Warren. Mo Alley Cox. They're representing Richmond. They're very much for real. Will they make the Super Bowl? That's a taller lift. Will they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers? Yeah, they definitely will. Lay the 3 points in that one. You've got Lots of good ones up and down the board here. AWOD's giving me the sign. Yeah, lay the points, cash the checks, do the thing. You've got Chiefs-Bills at your marquee event, of course, 4:30 game. The Chiefs, 1.5-point favorites in Buffalo. They've certainly got it rolling. We've seen that the last few weeks. They torch the Raiders. They play with the Commanders on their way to an easy victory. Messed around the first half, didn't matter at all once old Patty Mahomes got rolling. Would not surprise me at all, though, if the Bills win this one. This is their Super Bowl, right? They're playing to continue to have an inside track towards that bye. They're chasing the Patriots now, too. Didn't see that coming at the start of the season. This is an important one for Josh Allen and crew. I don't think this is an important one for Patty Mahomes and crew. I think it's just another game for them. They know they can take care of business when it's time. I like the Bills. I like my 2 points. Sunday Night Football.
under the lights in Landover. We'll be there. We'll take you inside the locker room on what's going to be a hectic Monday morning show, because we got to take you inside the locker room. We got to recap what happened. We got to get you ready for VCU basketball. As mentioned, we got Tech, we got UVA. We got a lot going on Monday. We'll wrap up the World Series as well, because that'll end over the weekend in Toronto. But the main event, the Seahawks, 3-point favorites in D.C. against the Commanders. Jaden Daniels back, Terry McLaurin back out. Jaden Daniels is a difference maker. You saw that. Now, I think Marcus Mariota has done a phenomenal job running the playbook, running the plays. There were moments early in that Chiefs game. We couldn't tell that Jaden was out. Marcus was running the plays so well. But that extra dimension, that extra, it's fourth down, we're going to get the yard, and we know we're going to get the yard because Jaden Daniels is playing. That's what he brings to the table. You know what I think. I think the Commanders have to win one of the next two, Seahawks or the Lions, pair of home games. Got to win one of the next two. Then you could take care of business in Madrid against the Dolphins and be 5-6 going into the bye week. It's not ideal, but you can still mount a stretch run from there. I hate the rest disparity in this game. Seahawks have had 13 days to prepare. They're healthy. They're ready for this. The Commanders coming off of a brutal Monday night game where the injuries stack up yet again. Sure feels like we're getting the boomerang on injury luck after being mostly good last year. Waiting to see the full availability report, obviously. AWOD will relay that to you when that gets released. But it doesn't feel great for Laremy Tunsil. Brandon Coleman back at left tackle. Can this defensive line, which seems to lose somebody every week, get enough pressure on the Seattle Seahawks to win the football game? I like Sam Darnold. The numbers say Sam Darnold is one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. My eyes say Sam Darnold is not one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I don't think you have to be one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL to take care of business against these guys, though. If it was standard rest for both teams, I would ride with the burgundy and gold. I would. I think they got a fighting shot here, but I got to take the Seahawks on the 13 days rest against the Commanders' short week. That's football picks. That's how you do it. We'll be back with more MP on the mic. From the locker room, inside the locker room, Monday morning, 10 o'clock, mark your clock. See you right there. In the meantime, let's head down the road to River City Roll and wish a very happy Halloween to our friend AWOD. AWOD Radio takes over next 3 hours, live and local. We'll catch you Monday. Take care. Have a happy Halloween. Trick or treating, everybody. MP on the mic signing off. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.